Russia has been pounding Ukraine's electricity infrastructure in recent days, including a large electricity plant near the capital, Kyiv. Ukraine is moving to lower the conscription age as the front lines desperately need more troops, while the US aid package that could help Ukraine on the battlefield and with air defence is still being held up by Republicans in Congress in Washington. Jen Stout is a freelance journalist in Kharkiv and she joins us from there. Jen, describe what this campaign, Russia's campaign against Ukraine's energy system, has been like.
Good morning. Well, yeah, in Kharkiv, this began on the 22nd of March when Russia blew up with precise missiles the very large thermal plant here. It's really been going back to 2022 when we saw the kind of relentless attacks on civilian infrastructure, on energy infrastructure. But now it's more precise. They're completely destroying power stations. As you mentioned there, a couple of days ago, the Tripolia plant near Kyiv was destroyed as well. So now we see the power fluctuating a lot since the load is really too big for the remaining generation. It's extraordinary, to be honest, how quickly they managed to get the power back on. So Thursday night I was woken up at 5 a.m. by the air raid siren, followed very quickly by 10 missile strikes, which were again on energy infrastructure. The power went out at that point in Kharkiv. And just a few hours later, they had it back on. So it really is quite incredible, the level of resilience. And they have been trying to decentralize the grids in Ukraine since Russia has started this campaign. But that takes a long time. They've been promised foreign aid in terms of energy infrastructure. Again, that takes a long time. So people are really suffering with the lack of power in particular.
And it's not just that. Also running short of ammunition supplies, running short of soldiers and contemplating lowering the conscription age.
Yes, absolutely. All those things. I think perhaps because this war has been going on for 2 years now, and people in the west of Europe, in the west in general, have got used to the horror and the headlines. They perhaps don't totally understand quite how bad things are in Ukraine. I think we're talking close to a knife edge, both civilian and military. You know, it's not, things are bad on the front line, as you say. They're outgunned and outnumbered. They've had this law, it's a draft law still, so we don't know when it'll come in actually, and they haven't rushed into it, it's fair to say. It's been considered for quite a long time, that lowers the conscription age, but it also introduces some sort of digitization of that process. But yeah, they don't have enough people, and that's obviously not a step that they want to take. But it's not just on the front line, you know, it's the civilian population that's struggling so much. And we heard President Putin talk recently, and many of his inner circle as well, they talked about sanitized zones, as in grey areas in Ukraine, where they would ensure that no people are able to live. And this is not a new idea in war strategy. Create a sort of buffer zone between Russia and Ukraine. And that's what people fear here. If Russia's aim, if it can't take places like Kharkiv, it can continue to bombard them like this until the city is basically unlivable with no power. Also, the thing that must be mentioned is the increasing use on civilian and on the frontline areas of the glide bombs. These are just aerial bombs, which were used right in the beginning when Russia was still flying airplanes over Ukraine. They've managed to just stick pop-out wings onto these massive, massive bombs. And we're talking between 500 kilograms and 1,500 kilogram bombs, which create a crater 20 meters wide. I mean, these are so destructive, and they're being shot into city centers just like this one, with almost total impunity by Russia.
Thank you for describing a grim situation for us. That's Jen Stout, freelance journalist in Kharkiv.